Grain futures, we are mostly lower in the grain market. That's not the case for Minneapolis wheat, which has now went around 15 cents back premium to the Kansas wheat market, showing gains of 4 to 5 cents. Yeah, we caught some rain last week. That's nice, but we're going to need more of that. And we got these warm, dry temperatures and kind of a blocking high starting to set in, worrying people here a bit. So strength staying in the wheat market while the grain trade pulls some of that energy value out from crude oil. Crude oil is down, but it's not exactly dying. It was down about $5-6 overnight. Now it's just softer by about $2.50 as they are continuing to work on some kind of peace deal with Iran. But there was some bombing last night. We did some security measures, you know, went in and popped a few places out last night. That kind of concerned the market. Snafu is this nuclear material that either needs to get thinned out or transferred to somebody. China's come in as a part of that equation to take it. President Trump is likely meeting with all of his staff tomorrow at Camp David. They're going to work something out, either say that this deal is just getting strung along by the Iranians and we need to do something to get them back in line, or maybe a deal is coming. We don't know. So the grain trade is hesitant falling out of bed on this biofuel side of equations. Kansas wheat, of course, has harvest underway. It's an early harvest. It's going to end early. And if it ends early, that means you're going to get your seasonal harvest low early. But for now, under pressure, Kansas wheat down 4.5 cents, 677.5, while Chicago July down 8.25, 638. Minneapolis July up 4, 693.5, while Minneapolis September gains 5.5 cents to 715.75 cents. Corn July down 6 cents, 457.25. December corn down 4 at 482.5. Soybeans July down 10.75 cents at 1185.75. And it's not what you'd think. Why? You would think bean oil would be under pressure. Bean oil is actually up 5 cents at 74.03, while meal down 250 a ton, 329.40. November beans down 8.25, 1179.5. Now over in the cattle futures, we're lower, been all over the place. We were lower sharply, then higher, and then we've rolled them over again. Friday's cattle on feed report did show for the first time, I think, in 18 months, a higher placement number. Part of that's tied to the fact that a year ago we didn't have any numbers coming in from Mexico, so they were always lower numbers. Now we're compared to a year ago when there were no Mexican feeder cattle, and so voila. Next thing you know, we have a higher placement number because in the drought-stricken areas of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, we're seeing calves run to town along with cows. And that increased the numbers. And, of course, we have the higher on feed number from feedlots who have learned we can feed these cattle as fat as we want. They're not going to dock us. They'll pay us, and we gladly take them off our hands. Well, that's kind of caught up with itself there on Friday's Cattle on Feed Report. So one could call it a little bit negative, but most part, we've just seen that heavy liquidation ahead of that report tied in. And, of course, fears that imports are on the rise. Mexico said so last week, and keep in mind, Mexico has no country of origin labeling. We don't either. We have a voluntary one. But there's no way of tracking the new beef from Brazil into Mexico that could get, you know, like auto parts and stuff like that, get funneled on the way into the U.S. through Mexico as a conduit. Can't prove it, but it's a story that's sticking out there in the Twittersphere. So cattle prices still staying under weakness here today. June cattle down $1.25, 348.05. Big discount to that cash market. Cash market about still $8 to $10 higher than this. August cattle down 95 cents, 238.65. Let's just drop another $10 to the next contract. That is the active contract, is the August contract. So look at that discount. How about October? 230.25, down 47 cents. Another $10 discount. Typically, October and December cattle don't trade lower than October. When they actually play their game, they'll be higher than August. That is, unless these tariffs get removed from the importation of beef products. Secretary Rollins went into the White House 2 weeks ago saying, do not be pulling those tariffs as they had announced. So that got put on the back burner, but seems like there's a lot of pressure to possibly pull those tariffs anyway. And so that's got the market spooked. So cattle lower, June cattle down $1.35, 247.95, August off 92 cents, 238.70, October down 52, 230.20 August feeder cattle down $1.32. 348.52 September losing $1. 345.90 October off $1. 342.62 November's down 95 cents, 339.25. Feeder cattle index today, it's all over place, all over the place. We're at 371.49, but the one day, 362.26 on a few head. Hog futures find June up 17 cents, 94.92, while July is off 35 cents at par 5. October hogs down $1.40, 85.72. Metals are mixed. Gold, June down $25 an ounce, $4,498. Silver, July up 15 cents, $76.35. In the Bitcoin May contract, we're up $60, $75,835. And that crude oil market, it did have an overnight low down near $89.41, but presently down $2.80 at $93.81. That's pretty much where it's been over the past hour. Gasoline, July contract down 17 and three quarter cents a gallon, $3.17 and a quarter cents. Diesel fuel down 12 cents a gallon, $3.65. It'll take a little while for them to lower the gas price to you here if this oil is declining, because you have to burn off that expensive gasoline the refineries picked up. Gas prices will go up within days of oil climbing, but it takes a week or so for it to go down when the prices decline. Always keep that in mind. Any questions, you can always find us, and that's at the website, heartlandinvest.com. Phone numbers are there for you to call us. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.